Teachers across the state of Pennsylvania are relearning how to do their jobs. With schools closed through June, every classroom has become a laboratory for virtual learning. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Aaron brings us this profile of a Philadelphia teacher who kept an audio diary during her first week online.
Halfway through Lauren Ballister's first week of virtual teaching, she fired up her laptop and braced for the worst.
All right, here I am, 1:30 Wednesday, doing my office hours.
At this time every day, the sixth grade teacher had online office hours where her students could join her in a video call. But for the third day in a row, she was all alone.
It kind of cracked me up that every time I join my office hours, it always says, no one else is here. I'm like, yes. Yes, Google, I know.
What's it like to be a teacher in Pennsylvania right now? It can be lonely, triumphant, darkly humorous. In one short week, Lauren Ballister felt it all.
Yikes. It's making me really emotional.
It's not a disaster. It's going to be fine.
Thank God. It works.
I just feel so...
Ballister is a second-year reading and social studies teacher at a public school in a working-class section of Northeast Philadelphia. The month since school closed had been confusing and frustrating. She'd posted a smattering of optional assignments online, but almost none of the 44 students in her two classes did the work. The week that we chronicled was the first of official virtual learning at her school. It was a chance to start over.
Hi, sixth graders. It's Miss B. Hope you are doing well.
As for assignments, Ballister made daily videos like this one about the book the class was reading together. She also had them keep diaries of life during COVID-19. A first draft of history. Was it too much? Not enough? Early in the week, she got way more than three assignments back, although sometimes the work looks sloppy.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. This is fine. Okay.
By Wednesday, frustration was mounting. One of her kids discovered that several of the reading videos didn't have any sound attached to them, and Ballister had no idea why.
I'm so angry I could scream. In fact, I have screamed. 3 days worth of videos, and they're all silent, and now I have to re-record all of them.
But there was hope, too. The number of kids who did assignments slowly grew. By the end of the week, about 60% had done at least something. When it was all over, Ballister tried to make sense of that number.
In real school, if half my kids weren't doing their work, that would be a disaster. Like, I would be fired.
But if you thought of these as homework assignments, it was a little different. This was actually a better return rate than what Ballister usually got. She knew her kids faced tougher circumstances than many outside school.
What does it look like for the student to be sitting at home doing their learning right now? Like, what are their conditions?
Over the next couple months, you'll hear numbers about participation in online school. You'll hear politicians and superintendents spar over what they mean. Ballister did wonder about the 40% of kids who never showed up. She wanted to reach them. But she also didn't want to force them to do schoolwork in the middle of a global pandemic.
I would rather have 10 kids who get something out of it than have 44 kids who come and none of them get anything out of it. Because I feel like if they all come and none of them get anything out of it, like, who's that really for? Like, that's just for show, for the outside, and it's not really for them.
So what did it look like for a child to get something out of it? Let's go back to that Wednesday afternoon. Ballister sitting in front of a blank video call.
All right, here I am, 1:30 Wednesday, doing my office hours.
And just then, something happened. A student showed up. Her name, Ileana Rivera.
So I had my first kid come to office hours, and it was so sweet.
Ileana didn't need help with the assignments, so the two just chatted for over an hour. Ileana showed her teacher some magic tricks and a few baby photos. Afterward, Ballister was overcome.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky to be in their lives. And I continue to feel like it's very hard to be a teacher, but it's also very rewarding for moments like that.
Ileana showed up again on Thursday, just to talk. And on Friday, she brought a friend from the class with her.
It was pretty cute. We didn't really talk that much about school.
The three didn't talk about school, but for the first time in over a month, it felt even a little like they were there. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.